Hello and welcome to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. This is the show dedicated to the homeowner for you to experience the Dixie difference. If we can help you with any of your plumbing, heating, or cooling needs, give us a call at 913-825-6600. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Wilford.
And welcome to APW Help for Homes. We do this again every weekend to bring you all the information for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. That seems to be the big topic around our office and around the city, is getting people proper air, cold air, that is. Actually, I just spoke with a lady the other just yesterday, who hadn't even turned on her air conditioner yet. She wanted to make sure that she had her proper ESA from APW. That is what we call our energy savings agreement. We come out twice a year to properly maintain, do a safety and clean check, and our 23-point inspection system over their air conditioner. And in fall, we come out to do the furnace. And she wanted that done before she turned on her air conditioner. So, but I know lots of you have turned on your air conditioner. I know I have. I'm a complete wuss. I like being indoors, and I like it to be nice and cool. I don't have Keith in the office today, so I'm going to introduce Jason Vanderpool, a big component of what makes APW do such great work for our customers. I appreciate you in here with us this weekend, Jason. So I'm going to make a shout out there.
Thanks for inviting me, Dixie.
Yeah, absolutely. You've done this a few times with me before, so I always appreciate you coming in and helping me out with the show and giving our listeners your expertise. So anyway, moving on, we want to talk about properly maintaining your air conditioner and getting it ready for the air conditioning season, which is right now.
It's definitely one of the most important subjects that we need to talk about as far as getting our systems ready for summer, because there's so much that can go wrong with these systems. And they say you can actually lose 5% of your efficiency and over 10% of your capacity by not properly maintaining your system.
Every year.
And it multiplies each year, and it just compounds on how unsafe the system can get and how the system just does not shut off sometimes in the summertime. It's mainly because they're dirty, and it's mainly because they're working too hard, or they could be low on refrigerant, or, you know, there's a number of things that can happen. So it's very important to have your system properly maintained and cleaned. And, you know, there's a lot of high voltage wires that are inside there. And to have them checked is very, very important for everybody.
Absolutely. A very good point. If you've never heard of APW, just tuning in to the APW Help for Home show for the first time, or maybe you've listened a few times and haven't checked out what kind of service we can do for you. From APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we are offering our radio special, the $59 safety and clean check for your air conditioner. You can call 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600, and we'd be happy to get that done for you. And really, it comes down to a lot of times an air conditioner is not working properly for you because something as simple as it is dirty. Isn't that funny? It's dirty. I mean, it's just like anything. You got to wash your towels. You got to wash your clothes. You got to wash your bathtub. Why wouldn't you wash your air conditioner and your furnace? I mean, it's a little bit different how we do it, but it is a, you know, comparable example there that if they're dirty, they, you know, need to be cleaned and they'll work properly.
It's all about crossing airflow across the coil. The more airflow you get across the coil, the more heat you're transferring, the better the system's going to work, the more efficient the system's going to work, the more heat we're taking out of the refrigerant that we're pulling directly out of the house. The correlation is amazing from a customer saying, my system is working and it's running. However, there's no heat coming out of my, or the air coming out of my vent.
Yeah, I have hot air coming out of my vent.
By the way,
it's supposed to be cold. Why is that? It's blowing air, but it's hot air. And a lot of the times, again, it's just us coming in and cleaning out your system properly. And for $59, that is chump change compared to the type of work that might have to be made to your air conditioner, because you just lack of maintenance. Lack of taking care of your mechanical equipment will cause more failures than anything, and that's what gives you a big bill from a heating and cooling company.
They say maintaining your system can be up to and over 26% of the longevity and whether the system's going to work properly for you year in and year out. In fact, most warranties, most guarantees, and manufacturers, they say that if you do not maintain your system, your warranty will be void.
Yeah, that's true. And again, so what we mean by that, just to back up a little bit. So what is maintaining your system? Well, maintaining your system is just having a company come out and really go through what we do at APW, a 23-point inspection system. So we go through each and every point, make sure everything is working properly, the connections are taken care of. And while we're doing all of this, we're actually cleaning your system as well. So anything you have, air blowing through, you're going to have dust and particles and all kinds of stuff blowing in that air as well. And it will deposit into your furnace, into your coil, into your air conditioner, and all that needs to be cleaned out. And in addition to all the safety checks that we do when we're out there. And this is basically a maintenance agreement that we do with their furnace and air conditioner 2 visits a year. And if you're not on a maintenance agreement with your mechanical equipment, you absolutely 100% should be. There's no, well, maybe next year, or no, I don't really think I should. No, absolutely. I'm telling you, Dixie is telling you that you absolutely 100% should have a maintenance agreement for your furnace and your air conditioner. It is what takes care of your family, your pets, your home. And nobody likes to be without air. We're in May. We're about to come into June, July, August. It's only going to get hotter here in the metro area and around. So it 'tis the season. So that is why it's so important that you maintain it so that you don't get surprised with a mechanical failure. And what's worse, we see so many mechanical failures with air conditioners just due to lack of maintenance. Having these air conditioners cleaned and checked by a professional company every single year to just make sure that it lasts longer for you, and it will reduce any of those mechanical failures that you have, which is awesome. And in addition to that, we've got the radio special for $59 for the clean and safety check. If you haven't tried out APW before, please do it now when you call our office at 913-825-6600. You can get the $59 safety and clean check and get that AC taken care of for you so you have a nice, cool home for the rest of the summer.
So with that $59 clean and check, you can't even get a service call for $59, can
you? True, absolutely. That's you cannot get a service company come out for less than $59.
And so if you're only paying $59 to come out and actually do a service,
right?
And then if there's anything wrong,
absolutely,
then you don't have to pay for that service call.
That's right.
We can fix it right while we're there, and we can take care of everything for you. That way, whenever it gets really hot, you don't have to worry about it.
It's all taken care of. They have cool air. And you've done it with just the $59 safety and clean check from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. And I like to always tag, Jason knows this, and I know you do too, is the fact of that is what we like to coin, that's the Dixie difference.
I talk about it all the time.
Yes.
Fixing the part while we're there so nobody gets caught unexpected.
Right.
So there's never an emergency. Everybody likes to be on a schedule. Everybody likes to take things at their own time. We're the same way. We don't like emergency calls either. Then our guys work longer, work harder. We like to take care of things while we're there and make sure everything's done correctly for everybody.
Right. That's kind of a thing that we do at APW, is that if we recognize a problem while we're in the home, whether it's a plumbing, a heating, and air conditioning, we don't like to coin what we call incompletes, where we call in the office and we reschedule for another day. No, APW will figure out either having the part delivered or our gentleman will run to the parts store, come back, and get your call taken care of. And this is most appreciated by our customers, again, during the heat season and when we need the air conditioners up and running. So we don't like keeping customers literally in the heat. So not in the cold, but in the heat, because their air conditioner is not running properly. So I want to use the word preach, but not that I want to preach to you, but it is a preach. The fact that maintaining your system is what's going to lower your utility bills, because you're maintaining your system, you're keeping it clean. And everyone's seen the ceiling fans and how dust accumulates on a ceiling fan. You've seen that. Everyone has seen that at some point in their life. Hopefully you clean your ceiling fans all the time. And I'm not one of those people.
I didn't want to bring it up because mine's dirty too sometimes.
You know, I mean, it's always on, so I don't even turn it off to know how dirty it is. But unfortunately, and I'm kind of a busy lady. So, that's also happening in the air conditioner and your furnace and your coil, is that all that air is blowing through there. It's just accumulating so much dirt that it doesn't allow your system to work properly.
Absolutely. If your coils are compacted with dirt and grass, I see a lot of grass clippings.
Right.
A lot of people have their yard mowed and nobody cares about your AC. They're going to blow that stuff right on. Nobody shuts their AC off before they
mow the yard. No, not even a
However,
thought.
What that does is it's sucking all of that dirt, all of that pollen directly into your coil. Now, if those coils aren't clean, it's not going to release the heat. So it's going to take right back into the home.
Right, exactly. So we want to definitely help you out with that. Hopefully we've given you a couple examples of what it is and why you would want to get your air conditioner safety and clean check from APW for only $59 at that. Just call 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600 for your $59 safety and clean check for your air conditioner from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Again, that is the Dixie difference. And like Jason said, that's less than a service call if you have something wrong with your air conditioner. So why don't we come out and take care of it? Even if you do have a little issue, we can take care of it at a very minimal cost for you. Again, 913-825-6600. I'm Dixie Williford, and across from me, Jason Vanderpool. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to APW Help for Homes. I'm Dixie Williford and my co-host Jason Vanderpool. Today, we're talking everything about making your home cool for summer. Hello. And we're also going to talk a little bit about tankless water heaters later in the show. So welcome back into the show. And we do this every weekend to bring you great information about plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. We're a local company, APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, right here in the metro. We service about an hour radius around our centrally located office here in the KC Metro. So we appreciate you listening. Again, my name is Dixie Williford, and started the business actually 15 years ago. July 1st is going to be our celebration of anniversary. So I can't believe it's like, you know, it's like one of your kids, 15 years old. You're like, how did that happen so quickly? You know, it's like, how did that happen? But it has, and we're proud of that. The Dixie Difference is also something that we're very proud of. And what is the Dixie Difference? Well, let me tell you, a little bit of the Dixie Difference is making sure that our customers know that they have a company they can trust that they can keep coming back to. We're so proud of the fact of our customer retention that, you know, they do trust us and keep coming back to us. And that's what's really stand the test of time and why we've been here for 15 years. It's because we don't do a lot of advertising on TV and radio like other companies in the metro. We are here. We do the radio show. We've been doing it a few years now, but that's really about it. So that's how we get people to know us is once we've done work, they want to keep you. You know, it's like your company. And that's the Dixie difference. So wouldn't you agree, Jason?
I would definitely agree.
Mm-hmm.
I would say out of all the people I go to, there's about 75 to 80% are current customers.
Right.
I love talking to our current customers because it's just so amazing. They either have one of our water conditioners, one of our HVAC equipments, or one of our tankless water heaters. And it's just, you come in there and you're welcomed. And it's like a family little.
I know. I hear stories all the time where they want to feed you dinner. Can I get you some lunch or lemonade? I know. I love that.
They love us. They love us coming in there because they know they're going to be taken care of year in and year out. If there ever is a problem, because nothing's perfect. If there ever is a problem, we take care of it.
Right. Absolutely. And we want you, if you haven't, you're not one of our, you know, wonderful APW customers and you'd like to check us out, there's a couple things that you can do. One is that we have our $59 radio special safety and clean check for your air conditioner. We just talked about in the last segment how important it is to clean your mechanical equipment in your home, especially your air conditioner, so that it works well. It gives you the most efficiency throughout the summer. And it adds to the longevity of your unit because nobody wants to replace their air conditioner prematurely. And you are if you're not cleaning it and checking it every single summer. So this is the time to do it before it really starts to ramp up and work really hard. We want to make sure it's nice and clean. Of course, just like your ceiling fan, it accumulates all that dust. That's something you see because you're in that room every day. But the air conditioner, the furnace, the coil, where all that air blows through, that's not something you see every day. Out of sight, out of mind. But believe me, all that dirt is accumulating in there as well. And APW, you know, a certified professional technician is who you want to come out and get that all cleaned and safety checked for. You can do it for $59 by calling 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600.
So a little bit about having that dirt in your coil. I like to reference it as kind of like putting my hand in front of my mouth.
Oh, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's bad because you're not going to be able to get air into your lungs properly.
And hear you as good.
And
or
the same thing
okay.
with your heating and cooling system. If it cannot breathe, it cannot operate properly.
I thought you were trying to blow to see if you had good breath or something.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
You're talking about the airflow.
I'm talking about the airflow okay. and the air I'm trying to get in my lungs to breathe and to live properly would be the same thing as if you had a dirty air conditioner or a dirty evaporator coil or a dirty blower wheel. Even they say an eighth inch of dirt on your blower wheel can affect the heating and cooling of your house.
I know, and it's just so folks don't know what a blowing wheel is. It's kind of like the squirrel cage or the hamster cage. You know, it's a circle.
It's the only thing that produces air.
And that is what blows the air throughout your home. It is like the ceiling fan, if you will, for the air and the heat 365 days a year. But again, that does accumulate dust just like a ceiling fan does in your home, and that will definitely decrease the efficiency of your system. It also will add to the premature failure of that major component in your system.
It destroys a system. What happens is the system will overheat. Mm-hmm. And when you start overheating things and you stress everything, whether it's the metal, whether it's the plastics, whether it's the rubbers in your system, whether it's the blower on, when a system's not completely cleaned and maintained properly, everything's working harder. So it's really similar to like, imagine putting 100 pounds on your back and trying to run.
Oh my gosh.
Cleaning that system, taking your backpack off.
Right.
You're going to bounce. You're going to skip.
Woohoo! I'm going
it.
Now.
That's exactly what dirt does to your air conditioner and your furnace.
Awesome. That's a great analogy. I love that one. You know what we haven't talked about yet is our May specials. And I didn't even talk about in the first segment. So we have the a food can drive. I can't even believe I didn't talk about this, which is basically you donate for every can you donate, it's $50 if you have to come to a point of replacing your furnace and air conditioner. So this is a furnace and air conditioner combo. If you have to come into the place of installing it, APW will give you up to $1,000 off by donating up to 20 cans, which is $50 off per can. Oh my gosh, I don't know why I was having a hard time getting all that out. So off $1,000 off a furnace and air conditioner combo, you call for your free estimate and take advantage of our May food can drive. We love doing this in May because we want to get our food drive going before kids are out of school and they've got extra food in the food pantries for summer. So we definitely want to do this, and we do this every May. So please help us out with that and take advantage of something that you know you probably need to take advantage of. And we come out and do a free estimate for you, do a load calculation, which will really tell you exactly what you need for your home. And therefore, you get $1,000 off. In addition to that, Jason, they also get what?
You have KCP&L and Missouri Gas Energy rebates.
Awesome. Yes. Which is how much?
Up to $1,200.
Whoa.
Now, one thing that there is, if the system is not working, you will actually receive less money through them. They like us to replace them.
Great point.
Before they go out.
Great point. You get the most amount of dollars, up to $1,200 off. And then with our May special of the food can drive, that's another $1,000. So we're talking up to $2,200 off. Call 913-825-6600 for your free estimate on a furnace air conditioner combo unit. You're listening to APW Help for Homes. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Dixie Wooliford. Across from me, Jason Vanderpool. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to APW Help for Homes. I'm Dixie Wooliford, my co-host Jason Vanderpool today, and we are telling you everything about making sure you're taking care of your air conditioner so that it gets ready for the summer season. We also going to keep teasing everyone. We get lots of calls and requests about tankless water heaters. So we're going to get to that topic as well. But why do we have to pay so much money each and every month on our utility bills with our air conditioner? Why is that, Jason?
Well, for one, they could be old and inefficient.
That's a big one.
And unmaintained.
And
that's
not
the biggest thing.
Maintained. Yeah, that's, and what do we mean by that, but not being maintained?
Well, they say that 95% of the air conditioners out there, they have the wrong refrigerant charge.
Whoa.
Whether it's too much or too little.
95%?
95%.
Jeez.
Technicians don't know the proper way to do it unless they're properly trained.
Right.
Now, one thing I love about APW is that we set aside 100 hours a year for follow-up training with each and every one of our technicians. So when it comes to summertime, when it comes to fall time, well, we're teaching them how to use their carbon monoxide detectors. We're teaching them how to use their combustion analyzers. We teach them how to use their refrigerant gauges and properly tune an air conditioner up and properly clean an air conditioner so that our customers don't have to suffer with $350, $400 utility bills in the summertime.
Wow, yeah, and that's because of the fact that we can help you as a customer save you money. Because our technicians know what they're doing in the home. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
You know, and then you can save money on your utility bills. And this is the one thing I love talking about is simply just maintaining your system by cleaning it. So that's what we're devoting almost the whole show is reminding folks on no matter what company you use. Of course, we would love you to try APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, but you should always maintain your mechanical equipment, just like an oil change for your car. You wouldn't go without an oil change. Your car will eventually stop working properly. So that's what actually happens with your furnace and your air conditioner when you don't maintain it by a professionally trained technician and get it cleaned. I mean, just something as simple as cleaned. I wouldn't suggest you do it unless you've been in the HVAC arena and know what you're doing. It's, you know, that's what kind of frustrates sometimes people or homeowners, I should say, is because we don't know enough about that mechanical equipment. We don't know enough about our air conditioner or our furnace. So we have somebody telling us that we need to spend money to do something when we don't know enough about why we need to do it, right? So it's frustrating. So, but that's what we like to do with the radio show. We like to educate you so that if you have to spend money, we want you to know what you're spending your money on.
Absolutely. And especially one of our 23-point ESAs that we do. You know, we're going to come out, we're going to test refrigerant levels. We're going to test the superheat, the subcooling, the capacitance level, the contactors, make sure they're not pitted.
All that like technical stuff.
All that and then some. And, you know, and then the biggest thing is we're going to clean the system. Now, where we start getting into overheating and having the systems that produce heat, well, heat is nothing but energy.
Yeah.
And when you have heat, well, that's energy just being lost instead of going through the system. Now, so when you clean the system, as a technician myself, I would go out and I would check the amp draws of the compressor, the thing that makes the cooling in your home. And I would get at least a 1 to 2 amp difference from whenever it was dirty to whenever it was cleaned. And that just correlates with money coming out of your pocket.
That's your inner, what? So in layman's terms,
help me,
that
Dixie.
Means, no, and now you got on the technical side. So what that means in layman's terms is that your energy bills were much higher before you cleaned your air conditioner, okay? Or and then afterwards, because you got a less of an amp draw, that means you're having less utility bills. So, you know, a lower utility bill, I should say. So that's an energy savings that you have. You can get that from APW by calling in for our radio special, the $59 air conditioner safety and clean check. And we're going to go out there and make sure that's done. Just like you would for your ceiling fan, you're going to clean that. You're not going to keep all that dirty air or dirty dirt. I see you wincing over there, Jason. Maybe you do, but no, I'm just kidding. It's because you work so darn hard at APW. So, but you would clean it out so that it works properly. You don't get droopy blades on your ceiling fan, right? Well, you got to do that for your air conditioner as well. We got to get in there and make sure everything's working properly and check all the connections for a safety issue. But we also get in there and clean it out so that your air conditioner doesn't overheat and then blow hot air into your home. And that's not something you necessarily want to do for yourself. You want a certified professional technician doing that. And you can get that from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling by giving us a call on our radio special, which is the $59 air conditioner safety and clean check, by calling 913-825-6600. You can also actually give us an email shout out at apwplumbing@gmail.com. You can also go to our website, which is apwplumbing .com. Did I say Gmail is the email address? I think I did that backwards, didn't I? So website is apwplumbing. You can submit and we'll get that appointment scheduled up for you. Or you can give us an email shout out again at apwplumbing@gmail.com. So now that I confused everybody on that, want to remind folks that we want to talk a little bit about tankless. This is just kind of switching gears out of the hot of the heat of the day and into a nice hot shower to get all the dirt and sweat off of us. And you want, if you want endless amounts of hot water, then tankless is the way to go. If you've only got a 40-gallon tanked water heater, 50-gallon tanked water heater, or in some cases, we have homes that have two 50-gallon water heaters, get rid of all of that and go with tankless. You know, there's four main points that I always ask. People ask me, like, why? Okay, Dixie, why should I go tankless water heaters? I know they're, like, great, but I don't really know why. And so basically, well, you get over 40% energy savings every month switching out tanked for tankless on your utility bills. So you're, because of the on-demand system, they're only on when you request hot water. Otherwise, they're off. You don't even use them. They're only as big as a carry-on suitcase. So you get that space saving. So, you know, I live in an old home in Leawood. We don't have a lot of space in the basement, which is where it's at. So when we got rid of our two 50-gallon water heaters, oh my goodness, I was able to put a whole bunch of shelves up and get all this, you know, space that I didn't have before, because the tankless is only as big as a carry-on suitcase. It mounts right on the wall. So you got the space savings, you got the energies. They last up to 20 years, which potentially outlasts two tankless water heaters, because industry standard says that tanked water heaters only last 8 to 10 years on average. So that's a long, I mean, you get some longevity, 20 years out of a tankless water heater. And then fourth is the fact of the luxury part. The people who have kids can really relate to this statement right here. Endless amounts of hot water. You don't have to worry about when to put the dishwasher on or when to turn on the washing machine or when you get to take a shower, because you don't know when you're going to get hot water. You have endless amounts of hot water by running all of your appliances and getting all your kids through the showers. And you can still take a nice hot shower for yourself, or hot bath, whichever it is you like, you know?
It's funny you say that. It used to be a race in my house to the shower.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know it. Us too. And it's funny because I know people like to procrastinate. I'm one of them as well. I mean, I have 15 years. I've had a plumbing, heating, and air conditioning company. However, I didn't replace my tanked water heaters until one of them went out. And so then I finally had two 50-gallon water heaters, you know, and then one of them finally went out. And then I was down to one 50-gallon water heater. And then I was like, okay, there's still not enough hot water. So finally, I switched over to tankless. This has been many, many years ago now, but life definitely changed because, you know, I didn't have to worry about when or who was going to take a shower or, you know, all that good stuff.
Or jumping in the shower to a hot shower or a cold shower.
Oh, which is the worst.
That was the worst.
Absolutely. So you've enjoyed your tankless.
I love it. Now my son can shower and everybody else can shower too. Because I pity the person that got in there behind my son.
Do you just take long showers?
He goes in there and plays. He climbs the shower walls. He tears the soap up.
Oh, my gosh. He's a young guy.
He's 10.
He's a young guy. Yeah, he's a young guy. He's still playing,
yeah,
playing around.
He's in there playing around. My wife caught him climbing the wall the other day in the shower. Like, oh, my gosh.
He just never stops at the jungle gym, right? He's just always going. He's got lots of energy like mine as well. That's funny. So so great reasons why you would want to go tankless. We do free estimates. You can call into APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling anytime, 913-825-6600 for your free estimate on tankless water heaters. You folks can be your own best judge of whether you want to stay with tanked or move to tankless. But don't wait till your tanked water heater is completely kaputs. If it's already over 10 years old, it's going to happen anytime now. So that would be a great time to go ahead and invest in a new system, and why not go tankless? So that is the way to go. And we can do that. We always have financing for any of that as well. Why throw out the financing terms? Because we do lots of financing. But we also have a great May special with the canned food drive for a combo furnace air conditioner purchase. Up to $1,000 off. All you have to do is donate 20 canned foods and or non-perishable foods that we can donate to the food pantries around the KC metro area. So up to $1,000 off. Plus, I know, Jason, you're going to talk about this when we get back, is the Kansas City Power and Light up to $1,200 rebate, right? And
plus the $300 from Missouri Gas Energy for high-efficient furnaces.
Holy cow, I forgot to talk about that as well. So we'll talk more about that when we get back. We got to go to a break, unfortunately, but you can give us a call at 913-825-6600 for that May special canned food drive of $1,000 off and the $59 safety and clean check from APW. 913-825-6600. We'll be right back. Welcome back to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. We do this every weekend, bringing you great information. And today we're talking about maintaining your air conditioner. We're talking about tankless water heaters and why the heck you would want one of those. And what a great, fabulous reasons to. And then I have Jason Vanderpool co-hosting with me today. Keith is out. So we appreciate you coming in and helping us out with everything. So I want to jump right in. I want to talk about all the savings that are available that if your contractor is not talking to you about it, APW wants to talk to you about it. You want to talk about the KCP&L program?
Absolutely. We just acquired the affiliation with KCP&L and Missouri Gas Energy. And what they have is Missouri Gas Energy is given up to $300 for replacing your old furnace with a high efficient furnace, up to 96% efficient.
Woohoo.
Now, and KCP&L is offering $1,200 worth of a rebate.
Wow.
Right. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to lower your utility bill. Everybody's working for you. It's amazing how everybody's working for the customer.
Yeah, that is amazing.
And the people that are using their products. Well,
they want you to do that. They want to help you lower your utility bills before your air conditioner breaks down.
Absolutely.
Or dies, I should say.
Yeah, they dies. And it's really important to have it checked before it goes out. And that's what's so great about our $59 clean and check, safety check, is that, you know, you don't want your system to be unsafe. And that's what having one of our professional technicians coming out and make sure and all the wire connections are tight. All of the wires are still there. I've been to systems where they've overheated and they've been not maintained properly. And it's actually had power to the unit where if you would have touched that, the system would have shocked you.
Yeah, that's scary. That's really scary stuff. And it's just reminding folks that it's so important you do that once a year for your air conditioner, once a year for your furnace.
It's definitely not a joke. There's a lot of power and a lot of dangerous stuff that are going on. It's a great big metal fan that needs to be tied in there. I mean, it's refrigerant. There's
absolutely.
And all that stuff.
So who would they call? They'd call APW to get that $59 radio special at 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600 to get your $59 air conditioner safety and clean check from APW. Now, I wanted to remind, we were going to talk about this earlier and we just kept forgetting, but Don is a really great example of utility savings and getting, the monthly savings that we always talk about and we've talked about the whole show. And I know you like telling that story.
Yeah, one of my favorite things to talk about because it's actually a testimonial that one of my friends gets to experience. He called me up the other day. Well, he's been calling me for about every year for about 5 years now. Jay, my air conditioner's broke again. So I'll go out there and I'll help him. I'll get it running for him. And, you know, finally I said, Don, you know what, my man? You need to bury this horse and you need to get something that's going to be here for your family and more reliable for your family because this isn't cool. You call me every year, it's 95, you're sweating, your health is not good. He's a little bit older. I have a little bit older of a friend here. I used to play cards with him. And so anyways, we installed the system. It's been almost a year ago now. And he got one of our mid-range systems, which is a really good system for him. It was right there in his budget and I get him a good monthly payment. And well, come to find out, he called me up in March and said, Jay, you know what? I got my utility bill. And I said, oh yeah. You know, my heart kind of dropped a little bit. I was like, oh my gosh, I hope I can back this up. And he said, well, it was level pay and it was $162. I was like, okay, that's good. Well, I got my new level pay. Now it's
$112. Wow. So that's why he was calling you because he was excited about his savings.
I said, Don, thanks for calling me. I said, 1 point for Jason.
So
nice.
$50 a month he was saving. right?
On his electric bill alone.
On just his electric bill.
Now, not during the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Year round, he was on level pay.
Right.
So $600 a year.
Wow.
Just on his electric.
Right.
Not to mention we took his 70% furnace.
Uh-huh.
And got it up to a 96% furnace.
Wow.
So that's going to be 20, 30% on his gas bill also.
Wow. So he was calling to give you some props.
Yeah, no, he was excited.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's just one. We have several of those that we've got a customer up north of Kansas City that had similar story that they had told us that we had replaced their air conditioner at the beginning of last summer. And throughout the summer, they had been paying $300 to $400 a month on their air conditioning. And then once we replaced it at the end of the summer, they were really only paying $150 to $175. I was like, are you kidding me? I almost cried for her. She was almost crying because she was just like, thank you. Thank you so much for saving us so much money. We didn't realize that we could save this much money.
It's amazing. And what you really get with that is whenever you're paying that much money, and I hear it time and time again, look, yeah, we paid $350, $400 a month last summer.
On my air conditioning utility bill.
And my house was hot.
Yeah. And they weren't comfortable.
And my house was up to 80 degrees, set it for 72, and yet they're paying. It's really challenging not to break down people because
exactly.
It's just amazing that they didn't have somebody there sooner.
And again, and a lot of it's because homeowners just don't know. You don't know enough about your air conditioner to know when you're supposed to replace it or how to take care of it. And that's what we love to do every weekend is to educate you on those things.
Absolutely.
Find out what is important that you should be taking care of. And so if you're tuning in and going, why are these people talking about air conditioners? Well, we're telling you how important it is to maintain it so that you get the best comfort for you and your family and your pets. And then you get the most longevity. Nobody wants to replace their air conditioner before it's time. So let's get the longevity out of it by just investing in maintaining and taking care of it. If you do have to replace it, we've got great financing programs. We get you great monthly payments to take care of that. And then we can also offset your cost on those monthly payments by the utility savings that we can give you.
Absolutely.
From your monthly bills, which is what we were just talking about between Don and my friend up in north of Kansas City.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we have is, and you can get a pretty good idea as far as, okay, so obviously if you're going to replace your furnace and air conditioner, there's going to be a cost. Now, what we have from our affiliates with the KCP&L Missouri Gas Energy is we have a form that will take the size of your home and how much you should be paying
mm-hmm.
for your old equipment. Now, what we'll do is we'll get a year supply of bills and we'll take that year supply of bills and put that what you should be paying and it'll show what you're overpaying.
Right. So you will see right then and there what you're overpaying.
A really good average of what you're overpaying. And then we can follow the chart across to what you could be paying with the different efficiencies of the systems that we have that to offer for you.
So you guys out there that really love to see numbers and love to see in black and white how much money you would actually be saving by going to a high efficiency system, anything that you have in your home now, if it's 10 plus years old, we can, dramatically increase the SEER level and the monthly efficiency that you're getting. So dramatically because of how much air conditioning has improved over the last 5 years. So it's over 10 years old and offset your monthly savings with paying off your system.
Yeah. So most people finance their systems, which there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's just part of your house. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't hesitate to finance a house. And, you know, if you can actually have, I like to put it as if you can have your utility companies literally paying for most of your system, half of your system, what's better than that?
And they're giving, KCP&L is giving up to $1,200 on replacing your air conditioner and doing it before it breaks down.
And they'll give up to $60, $70 a month towards it.
That's awesome.
On utility savings.
On utility savings on top of that. Plus, we have the APW May special going on just for the month of May. The canned food drive or non-perishable food drive up to $1,000 off if you just donate 20 items for our food pantries here in Kansas City. So that's a great savings. Call for your $59 safety and claim check for your air conditioner too and call now 913-825-6600. 913-825-6600. We are out of time. Thank you, Jason Vanderpool, for your help today.
Thanks, you, Dixie, and thank you, Kansas City.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.